Welcome to The Guessing Game, a show that complies with BBC cuts by taking out 30% of the jokes. That was Gus and Finn Plus One, my house band. Being a guest on this BBC radio show is easy enough. It's like working for a bank. However miserably you fail, you'll still get paid out of taxpayers' money. The game is quite simple. We just throw some difficult questions at our panel and they do their best to guess the answer in a funny way. So it's exactly like Newsnight. And it's funny ha-ha rather than funny peculiar. We pick the best and brightest celebs to be on the show. Not this show, obviously. They'll be on next week, but let's meet our panel. For those of you at home, see if you can guess who it is. Can you guess the Scottish impressionist known for political satire? Here's a clue. He appeared on Strictly Come Dancing, where he did a bad impression of a dancer. No, that's not fair. He actually did a good impression of a bad dancer. He used to occasionally come on Whose Line Is It Anyway, which is a great show. A great show. Available on DVD, priced £10. I'm straying. The first guess is Rory Bremner. You very much moved into the satirical area. When you first started, I remember you did lots of sports commentators, and then you've gradually become more and more political, sort of impersonal.
I don't know, Clive. I'm a dancer now, Clive. I can reply through the medium of dance, but it's not good radio, is it?
You're the one person who probably doesn't really welcome more and more women getting in politics, as I presume they're harder for you.
Well, the men are pretty hard. I mean, Phil Hammond, Andrew Lansley. I don't think Cameron knows who half these people are. Just goes to the cabinet and says, I'm really sorry, what was your name? Oh, yeah. It's Theresa May. I'm sorry, it was a moustache put me off.
All right, so I just want to ingratiate you with the audience here in Glasgow. You were born in Edinburgh and educated in England, so that was really...
Now, I do love, there was my favourite Glasgow, can I tell my favourite Glasgow Edinburgh story? Because there's two Edinburgh lawyers and they go to a restaurant in Glasgow and of course they're talking with an Edinburgh accent. The umlaut over every vowel. And they call over the waitress. Waitress, could you tell us, what is the soup du jour? And the waitress says, it's the soup of the day.
Very good. You've got them back. Our next guest is a multi-talented comedian, writer and actor. During his last tour, he was banned from bringing a Rottweiler onto stage. He's now appearing without a massive dog. He's handsome, always well-dressed, erudite, slightly balding. That's just my type of person. He's Tom Allen.
Thanks.
What's this Rottweiler business?
When was that written? Because I'm not slightly balding.
I'm generous of spirit when it comes to that area.
Clearly.
Yes.
I could almost be an egghead.
Our last guest is a comedian who's touring a show called 7 Years in the Bathroom. Sounds just like toilet humour to me. And he's finished his Radio 4 show, which combines comedy and jazz. My two favourite things together at last. Comedy and Radio 4. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Horn. I've seen your show 7 Years in the Bathroom. It's very good. You kind of combine the whole of life into one evening in the theatre.
That's the idea, yeah. It's a life squeezed into an hour. It's ambitious and it doesn't quite work, but it nearly does. Nearly.
And it's 7 years in the bathroom. That's how long we spend in a normal lifetime, isn't
it? That's what the average man does, yeah. Yeah, and they also spend 6 months opening jars.
Yes.
I think 8 months queuing, so you need to combine the two. What I do now is queue and open jars in the bathroom. Yeah. And I live longer. It does work.
We're going to have some fun. It's round one.
Thank you very much. This is a quick-fire round, so you've got to be quick or you're fired. Fingers on the buzzers. If you're playing along at home, why not take your radio outside and use your doorbell as a buzzer? You'll get points for a smart or funny guess, and if you're not smart or funny, you might get a sitcom for ITV. Now, so what's the... Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I don't want to close off any avenues. What's the difference between Justin Bieber and a banana? Justin Bieber... Oh, Rory.
About $2.5 billion.
Well, you buy expensive bananas. That's plausible. I think I can give you a point there, because that is a plausible answer. I don't know exact figure, but that sounds...
The skin of a banana is easily peelable. Whereas... human skin tends to... But, you know, you can get a little bit, but it takes more than four...
Yes. You're imagining Justin Bieber has overdone it in the sun, and you're employed in some way to pull...
Just to gently tease Bieber's skin from the top of his head to the bottom of his... It's factually correct,
but I'm so slightly repulsed by the whole concept here, I'm going to have to deny you the point. I see it's like that. It was great. Yes, Rory.
Is it that you can mash a banana?
Is it that you can't a banana can't get someone pregnant, but Justin Bieber can?
Well, it's been alleged, hasn't it? I don't know.
That won't make it in the edit, will it?
Look, the answer we're looking for, which is nothing like as good as the answers you've given, I think you all deserve a point each, not a lot is the answer. Genetically, they're practically the same. Humans share 60% of the same genes as a banana. It's noted here that Justin Bieber happens to have the same singing ability, but I think that's unfair. I think he's a very fine.
So you're saying we're more a banana than not a banana?
Yes. Yes. On balance.
So
yes.
I'm basically a banana.
On a balance of probabilities, we're a banana. And let's move on to the next question. You're either mentally ill or French. What is wrong with you? Alex.
Sorry, but we can't be basically a banana. They're so small. Yeah. Like there's the size, the colour.
Yes.
The texture.
Yeah.
They can both wear pyjamas.
I only want to say you're now giving these answers in the next question. We're doing a two Ronnie sketch here. Can we move on to the... You're either mentally ill... Oh, yes.
Can I just say I was thinking what you were thinking?
What, about the pyjamas?
You're either mentally ill or French. Shirt. What's wrong with
you? Did anyone see banana... Sorry, OK. You're mentally ill or French? You're President Sarkozy.
Oh, good answer. Good satirical answer. We'll have a point there and... Yeah, well, you'll have a point there, rather.
Thank you.
Un point. Anyone got any other answer to this? Yes?
You're a baguette. Because if you think you're a baguette, you're clearly mentally ill.
Yes.
And a baguette is naturally French.
Yes, okay.
They grow in France.
I think that's another point there. The answer we were looking for, at least we have in mind, is you may have foreign accents syndrome. After severe head trauma, it's possible to start speaking your native tongue, but with a foreign accent. So that was less interesting than all your answers, which I think is a good sign that you're giving good answers. Another question. When Scots wake up on a Monday morning, what are they 20% more likely to do?
If. It should be if. Not
if.
When.
Okay. That's a funny answer. It's also... I'll give you a point because you're almost at the right answer.
Yeah. Is it smoke?
No, it's not smoke.
I don't know. I'm basing that on Rapsy Nesbitt.
So, you've clearly done your research, your trip to Glasgow.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get killed on the way home.
Yeah.
Is it catch the bus home?
I see what you're saying. All these are all good point scoring answers, but sadly it's die is the answer.
Yeah, there you go.
The Scottish... It's not actually particularly...
Do you know what? That got more laughs than this.
Yeah. But it was a Scottish study that showed that 20% more heart attacks happen on a Monday morning than any other day of the week.
Well, it's nothing to do with chips and things.
No, nothing to do with that. In my house every evening at precisely 11 minutes past 7, what happens?
Do the bananas start coming down the stairs?
It's the first post-work drink of the day.
Not in Scotland, it isn't.
This is a UK figure at all UK households with wine beating beer as the favourite evening tipple now. Which hairy swinger has been caught offering food for sex?
Peter Stringfellow.
I can't give you that for reasons of libel. I can't say that. It's good, right? Yes.
Was it one? Well, I was going to try this joke, but it's not going to work. Was it one of the Bwee Dwees? And then I'm saying that you said it should be singer rather than swinger. So I thought, So what I was thinking, bearing in mind we haven't prepared any of this, so this is all, you know, we should be given
some
leeway.
Oddly enough, you're absolutely right. It's not going to work.
Yes.
Orangutans.
Oh, orangutan, I'll give you the point for that. I'll give you 2 points for that.
Did I say it right? Orangutan, that's not right.
It doesn't really matter. The answer is actually a chimp, but, it, you know, you're so close. Because chimps and orangutans share 90% of genes and 100% of bananas. Anyway, a study has shown that male chimpanzees who share the spoils of their hunt with the females of the group mate twice as often in comparison with their selfish counterparts.
I'm sorry, I thought they do it with everything, don't they? Chimpanzees. Whenever you see them in the zoo, they're always...
No, I'm not David Attenborough. I'm just giving you the answer.
Probably do it with a banana.
Oh, let me look at the scores then for the end of round one. Oh, yes. Now, I haven't seen scores as low as that since Scotland were in the World Cup. I follow Scotland. I went all the way. France, 98. I followed Scotland all the way around. One of the best long weekends of my life. So at the moment, Alex Horn, you've got 1 point. But Tom Allen and Rory Bremner, you've got 3 points each.
It's round two.
Yes, indeed it is. So this is a quotation round. Guess who we call this? My favourite quote is from Socrates. He said, "The life which is unexamined is not worth living." Of course, he'd never seen The Only Way is Essex. Now, we'll be playing our panel some famous, or should I say infamous, quotations delivered by comedian and actor David Kay. You may recognise David's voice, especially if you're a woman who lives alone and has a telephone. Anyway. First clip is to you, Rory Bremner.
I've never really wanted to go to Japan, simply because I don't like eating fish. And I know that's very popular out there in Africa.
Okay. So the voice is there to confuse you, obviously, but who said that? Was it
the Duke of Edinburgh?
It's not the Duke of Edinburgh. That's quite a good guess. I'll give you 3 options, just to make it easier. Is it George W. Bush, Britney Spears, or Christina Aguilera?
Well, I'll go for the least intelligent. George W. Bush.
I believe that might be true about Japan.
It's a good guess, but unfortunately wrong, so I can't give you a point. It was actually Britney Spears.
That's who I was doing.
I didn't like to say. It's hard to tell. Tom Allen, this is for you.
I love Hitler.
Do you want to hear that again? Or do you... And the voice is designed to confuse.
Was it the Duke of Edinburgh?
It's either okay. Mel Gibson, the designer John Galliano, or Edwina Curry.
It's tough. I mean, Edwina Curry, she went on that cooking programme. She wouldn't say something like that, would she?
That's the most complicated non sequitur I've ever heard. I didn't know what cooking programme you're talking about. She went
didn't
on it and
on
she
that
wouldn't
one?
Say...
You know, one of those cooking programmes, there's so many of them where people just get shouted at.
Yes.
Can't cook, shut up, whatever it's called. I don't know. I love Hitler. So it's not the Duke of Windsor. It's not...
I've given you 3 options. Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
John Galliano, Edwina Curry. So it's of one of those three.
Mel Gibson said some things when he's drunk, but I don't think he said that. I think it's probably Galliano.
John Galliano. Unbelievably, we've got the right answer. Alex, here's your quote.
Yes. Divorce. From the Latin word meaning to rip out a man's genitals through his wallet.
Now, who said this?
This is a guess. I should say it's a guess.
Yeah, well, this is the guess.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm good.
You don't need to say it's a guess. It's always a guess.
Well, I just want to make it clear it's a guess. It's a guess. And I think I remember, was it Poirot? It doesn't seem right. Was it Poirot?
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 That's one of the worst guesses I've ever heard.
Or Marple, one of the detectives.
No. Paul McCartney, Robin Williams, or Woody Allen? Who said that?
So it's not a detective. Well, that makes it easier, doesn't it? I was.
You're playing a different game here, Alex.
I thought this was mainly detective-based questions.
Well, just have a guess at one of three. Come
McCartney,
on.
McCartney, Williams, or
Allen.
Or Allen, yeah.
That's your guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a third of a point I'm for that, then, that. Because you are sort of right. It is one of those three.
Alan.
Which Alan? We've decided that it, Robin Williams said it first. Yeah. And that's the end of the round. Well, let's see how the scores are going. You know, who's taken the lead like a thief in a pet shop? Who's failing to make a good impression like Rory Bremner? No, not like that. That's that. Look, actually, the scores are quite interesting. Alex Horn has got 1.3 points at the moment. Rory Bremner's got 3, but into a shock lead, Tom Allen with 5 points.
It's round 3, it's round 3. Round three,
yeah. Right, well, now in this round you'll be hearing even more of Gus and Finn Plus One, who are just back from the Grammys. No, sorry, just back from their grannies. still only came third. Using only their vocal skills and a ukulele, they'll perform a modern-day classic. In mid-flow of the song will come to a halt, leaving a blank. And you, the panellists, will have to fill in with a lyric, but from a famous person that I'm going to suggest. So first up, you're going to have to guess how Terry Wogan would fill the blank lyrically and buzz in when the music stops.
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling rawhide. Rain, windy weather.
My middle name is Heather, which I think is true. I think it's Terry Heather Wogan.
My middle name is Heather. I can have that researched while the programme goes on. And if it turns out his middle name is Heather...
Then I get...
A retrospective point.
Well, I get
at the moment,
a whole point.
You'll get a whole point. Good. Maybe two-thirds, just to round things up, because the computer's finding it difficult to cope with the fractions.
Can I just say, I can't do... For the sake of this, I can't do impressions, which is very frustrating, but I am very good at impersonating people's handwriting.
All right. That's a great skill. I'm not sure it's really going to be great on the radio as a skill. But,
Is it wind, rain and weather coming up after the 8 o'clock news?
Oh, that's
gentle,
quite good.
Sort of radio-ish. Yeah. I thought that was kind of a radio-ish answer. That's the worst.
There wasn't even a suggestion of an Irish lilt in that, but I think you deserve...
Well, you might have noticed that I'm sitting next to somebody who probably does do a very good Irish
lilt. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a point for it.
Rain and wind and weather and lots of Irish blether. Wishing I was still on Radio 2.
Okay, let's move on. Buzz, if you can guess what lyrics Tony Blair would fill with the musical blank with after this.
All the things I'm missing.
The babies and the kissing.
Yes. Very good. Another point there. Any more Tony Blairs? You don't have to do an impression. You can just do...
A tank to put my fish in, because currently it's sort of sitting on the floor of my very luxurious house, which is paid for by my public speaking, which I do now.
Okay. Now, this is still Tony Blair. I haven't gone back to Terry Wogan.
This is all Blair.
Yeah. Let's put fingers on the buzzers to guess what lyrics Kenneth Williams would fill this musical blank with.
Moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving rawhide. Don't try to understand them.
I'm Sandy, and this is my friend Julian.
Okay, all right, I'll give you a point for that. That's...
I'm sort of from a different generation to you guys.
Yeah,
never heard of him.
Never heard of Kenneth Williams. Yeah.
Is it, don't try to understand them, just choose a voice at random. Oh, yeah, now I come all the way from Great Portland Street, yes. Something about yes. Don't try to understand them, just choose a voice at random. My nostrils are just 7 inches wide. Yes, go hide.
We'll celebrate with another point for Rory and a little bit more of Rawhide from our house band.
Head 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on. Head 'em up, head 'em up, move 'em on. Rawhide, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in.
look at the scores. Oh, it is really quite exciting. Tom Allen and Rory Bremley have both got 7, and Alex Horn has still got 1.3, so...
Round 4.
Okay, now this is called Uneducated Guess. Let me fill you on the subject matter. A tabloid newspaper recently claimed to have conclusive photographic proof that ghosts of celebrities still haunt the earth. Now, in honour of that hard fact, this week's specialist subject is celebrity ghosts. I'll ask the panel 5 questions while simultaneously the house band will play the kind of music you might hear in a haunted lift. So basically it's like a pub quiz, but without the drinks. Or possibly the laughs, and certainly no prizes. OK, so if you start playing the music, I'll read the question. You write down the answers, we hear them later. So, question 1. What electrical appliance do celebrity ghosts prefer to haunt? Question 2. Where do celebrities go when they die? When there's something strange in the neighbourhood, who are you going to call? Who gave away music rights from beyond the grave? OK, those are your questions. You've had plenty of time to write down your answers or possibly phone your agents or... This is a particularly difficult set of questions. That's why you got the notice. So,
is there going to be a meat raffle now?
Yes.
That's why I came.
You're in it. Now, what... What electrical appliance do celebrity ghosts prefer to haunt?
I said the cryogenic freezer.
Ooh. Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're
now
welcome.
But that's right. That's it. It's not the one I've got here, but you must get a point for that. That's
mine's right. Not electric, but I went for the celebrity teapot. Oh.
Celebrity teapot. Yeah.
It's an appliance.
It is.
And it's a pun. Yes. Almost.
Well, you're doing so well already, Alex. So I'm going to give you...
I mean, I lost hope.
I'm going to give you another 2/3 of a point there to make
brilliant.
It... To round you up to a OK, well, the answer, bizarrely enough, is what we're looking for was laptops. In 2009, a 24-year-old from Essex claimed Kurt Cobain was haunting her laptop. She said he appeared on her screen and said, "Give us a kiss, love." Clearly forgetting he's an American rock star, not a builder from Yorkshire. OK, where do celebrities go when they die? Yes, Rory.
Channel 5.
Well, I'll give you a point for that, and certainly let's remind people that Rory and Clive's Channel 5 show is coming up next year. Well, here's hoping. Any other possible answers?
I'd put down Cyprus.
Why Cyprus? Anybody?
I didn't really understand the question.
No.
I said the garden.
The garden?
Well, yeah, to be buried.
How many celebrities have you got buried in your garden?
Roughly.
That's
to
a Channel 5 series, yes. Right there.
Well, I'll definitely give Alex a point out of sympathy, apart from anything else, because Cyprus is as plausible as anywhere else. Redditch, Worcestershire is the answer.
What?
Psychic Lisa Williams claims to have dozens of ghosts visit her West Midlands flat, including Princess Diana, Elvis, Heath Ledger, and, of course, Michael Jackson. When there's something strange in the neighbourhood, who are you going to call?
Crime Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers. Yes, fair enough. Yes.
I also think it's Crime Stoppers.
Well, if you can assure me, you definitely thought that before.
He did. He wrote it down. I can see from here. He wrote it down.
Yes, he's showing it up. So you get the same point as well. So.
I was going to say, is it David Cameron's Big Society?
Topical
tonight.
Yeah.
Is that still going? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. It hasn't been mentioned recently.
No, I thought, isn't it something to do with, like, your neighbours look after the lampposts? Isn't that what the Big Society was doing?
It could be, yeah.
And they shovel snow or leaves. Someone does the leaves.
Yeah.
Opposite my mum and dad, someone called Les does it.
Well done. Well done, Les.
Yeah. And he had to get a tree planted as well. Oh, it's fabulous. It's quite a scheme.
OK. All right, well, I think you've definitely got a point there. But anyway, who are you going to call? Apparently, it's not Ghostbuster star Dan Aykroyd. He thinks his house is haunted by Mama Cass Elliot from the Mamas and the Papas. Who gave away music rights from Beyond the Grave?
My late grandfather did actually do this. He just sort of gave up, in his will, he gave me the rights to Elvis's back catalogue. So I'm now hideously wealthy.
But if your grandfather didn't own those rights.
No, I know. He wouldn't have thought it would have worked, but it worked. Yeah.
You can't give what you haven't got, or name owned dad for known habit.
He did, and I have. So I, if you want an Elvis song, I own them. And I'm sticking by this.
Okay.
And it is my answer.
Okay.
And I would expect a point.
Okay.
You shouldn't just say
the answer we were looking for was Liberace to Michael Jackson. Yeah. According to Michael Jackson, he claimed, "I have my own secret room with a moving wall and mirrors. That's where I get to talk to Liberace. He's like my guardian angel. He gave me permission to record his title, I'll Be Seeing You." That'll stand up in court, wouldn't it, if you tried that? That's a fog on the Clyde, but it also means that's the end of the show. It's been well played, hard-fought battle of wits, and all I can say is there are no winners and no losers.
I'm excited.
Oh, now this is fantastic, because Alex was dragging along behind, but Tom and Rory are both on 9 points, and Alex is nearly with him. He's got 5 points. Who would have guessed that throughout the programme? Certainly not me. All remains for me to thank all of my guests today, Alex Horn, Tom Allen and Rory Brandon. You've been listening to The Guessing Game with more wild speculation on the Fox News Channel. It's me, Clive Anderson, saying goodbye. Goodbye.
The Guessing Game was presented by Clive Anderson and written by Michael Beck. It was produced by Margaret Ann Doherty. Well, you started up with nothing.